You turn in the scriptures to Matthew chapter 3, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 17. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Beloved, hear now the word of our God. Now in those days, John the Baptizer came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Chapter 3 begins with the fulfilling of God's promises through the prophets of one who was to come and make ready the way of the Lord. This was John the Baptizer. John the Baptizer preached. He preached, verse 2, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That is, the kingdom of Christ is at hand. The Messiah is coming in. And this, looking back to the day when this happened in Matthew, the Messiah was coming. In Acts, as we're hearing in the evenings, the Messiah had already come. He already ascended into heaven. And so Peter preaching that the Messiah had come. And they, the Jews, crucified him. Here's John the Baptizer ministering and preaching that Christ is coming. He's being used to prepare the way for Jesus. He is the last prophet before Jesus comes. In verse 3, he's the fulfillment of Scripture. Verse 4, we see his manner of life and the one of little means. And then we see that a great multitude was coming to him, to John being baptized because of their sins. That is, the Old Testament baptism being referred to here of washing. So in the Old Testament you hear of washings, it has to do with a form of baptism like John is doing here. This is not Christian baptism. This is a baptism of repentance, as John was preaching himself. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And with this baptism of repentance, verses 7 through 10, he preached calling the Pharisees and Sadducees to repentance, calling them first a brood of vipers. And they, having claimed to be those who repent, he says, verse 8, "Bear fruit then in keeping with repentance." And he supposed them also that they were going to say, "Well, we have Abraham as our father." We would say today, if we were saying the same thing as the Pharisees and Sadducees, "We come to church, therefore we're in good standing. We have no need to repent." warning, though, is given here to those who claim to repent, that if they do not bear fruit, they will be cut off from the people of God and from God Himself by our Lord. That is excommunicated. And this is what he preached, and he was baptizing all to prepare the way for Christ coming in his ministry. Jesus will come baptizing, John says, not with water, but with the Holy Spirit and with fire. That is judgment, as we see here in verses 11 and 12. He will gather in the wheat by sending his Holy Spirit, but he will burn the chaff in the fire. So then prepare yourselves for the coming of the Messiah. That's what he's preaching. And then the chapter ends with the baptism of Jesus himself by John. Also the Lord Jesus could, as the Christ, fulfill all righteousness for the people for their justification. Even identifying himself with the people he was dying for. And Jesus, having been baptized by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, descended upon him. A dove did not descend upon Jesus. The Holy Spirit did, in the way that a dove flies and drops to the earth. The Holy Spirit descended upon him and fell on him and was in him. The Holy Spirit strengthened him for the task of ministry. That's why the Holy Spirit comes here upon Jesus, to strengthen him for the task of the ministry that awaited him, even to the point of death on the cross. And it was at that time that the Father spoke when he was baptized and came up and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." We must ask the question, who was the Father not well pleased with at that time? It was Israel. Those who had for so long had the promises and yet they continued to rebel, as even we're hearing in Jeremiah, the people, because of their sin. The Lord, the Father was not well pleased with, and so whether a Jew or Gentile even, the Lord was not well pleased with, and that's why the Lord Jesus was sent, being the Christ, in whom the Father was well pleased, so that He would stand in their place, having fulfilled all righteousness for them. And it's Him we must come to for salvation, for He is the Messiah. We must come and worship and bow down to Him now, even as we go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Your goodness and mercy. We thank You for Your grace and how You are long-suffering with us, Your people. Even here we see the Pharisees and Sadducees, we see Your long-suffering, Your patience with them. For they had constantly rebelled against You, and yet once again they're called to repentance and to bear fruit and faith in even the Christ, the Messiah Jesus. Our Father, we ask that You would continue to proclaim the gospel in this place and wherever we gather as a congregation and to this world that is surrounding us. For You are the God who loves to save people, Your elect, and so we ask that there would be many elect amongst us and amongst those who we come in contact with, that the gospel would be heard and salvation would come, even to Gentiles, perhaps even to Jews, many Jews in our city. Father, we ask that You would save them. Father, we also plead this day that You would be continually glorified. We thank You that Your Son was sent and born incarnate and was baptized and lived a perfect righteous life and died the perfect death on the cross, where He covered a multitude of sins. We thank You that He rose from the dead, proving Himself again to be the Lord God Almighty. And ascending on high, He now sits enthroned in the heavens, sovereign in control of all things, as we'll see once again in the book of Exodus in a few moments. Our Father, we thank You that You have given us of Your Spirit, as You gave the Spirit even to Jesus, to strengthen Him. May we thank You that You've given the Spirit to strengthen us, to fight against sin, and to walk by faith in the Spirit, producing the fruit of the Spirit. Father, we ask that Your Spirit would continue doing that great work even more, producing more fruit, putting to death more sin amongst us and amongst the body of Christ. Father, we ask that You would be with those who are struggling in their bodies, As we've prayed spiritually for our souls and praying for sanctification and cleansing of sin, we ask that you would cleanse them and their bodies of ailments and cancers and sicknesses. Father, grant us wisdom for this life. Grant us skill in the jobs that we have, that we'll be able to complete them and accomplish the task set before us. Cause us to run the race set before us, that we would cross the finish line and enter into glory. And that we would have glorified you in this life and even glorified you in our death. Father, we pray for our children, that you would turn their hearts unto you, that you would cause them to love you above all things, that their boldness in speaking what is on their mind would even be so bold as to believe the gospel of truth. Father, we ask that you would turn them unto yourself, that we would rejoice with them and with the angels on high in their salvation. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.